How in the world could ones and zeros on a computer screen be used as money? It's one of the most common objections to Bitcoin. But this question overlooks the fact that most money is already digital. Those dollars in your bank account, just numbers in a database. And throughout history, humanity has used far stranger things as currency. Before credit cards, before paper bills, before even gold coins, what did people use? The story of money is the story of human cooperation and technical innovations, and it goes back over 5,000 years. In the earliest societies, there was no money at all. If you wanted something, you had two options: make it yourself or trade for it directly. This is called barter, or exchanging goods for goods. Sounds simple, right? But barter has a massive problem called the double coincidence of wants. Imagine you're a wheat farmer who needs shoes. You have to find a shoemaker who not only makes shoes, but also happens to want wheat at that exact moment. And you both have to agree that the value of your bag of wheat equals the value of one pair of shoes. As society grew more complex, this became impossible to manage. You can't wait around hoping the person who has what you need also wants exactly what you have. So humans got creative. Communities started agreeing on certain items that everyone would accept in trade, the first real money. These were usually things that were valuable to everyone, durable enough to last, divisible into smaller amounts, and portable enough to carry. What were these first currencies? Well, it varied wildly by culture and location. In ancient Mesopotamia, people used measured amounts of grain and silver by weight as far back as 3000 BCE. Barley was particularly important because, well, everyone needed food. In China, cowrie shells became currency around 1200 BCE. They were beautiful and rare enough to be valuable and hard to counterfeit. Cattle was also used across many ancient societies. The Latin word for money, pecunia, comes from pecos, meaning cattle. Even today, we still talk about someone as owning or having capital, and the word capital derives from the Latin word caput, which means head or head of cattle. Other societies use salt, cacao beans, tea bricks, pepper, or even giant stone discs. The key was that everyone in the community agreed that these items held value. And this is the fascinating part. Money, at its core, has never been about the object itself. Whether it was cowrie shells, salt, gold coins, or zeros and ones, money has always been about collective belief. Money is a shared fiction, a story that we all agree to tell. We agree that this object, whatever it is, represents value and can be exchanged for real goods and services. From grain, to shells, to cattle, to precious metals, the evolution of money is really the story of humans solving the puzzle of how to cooperate at scale using the invented technology that we call money. Each innovation made trade easier, societies more complex, and economies more efficient. Eventually, societies around the world started narrowing in on a few key materials, namely precious metals, which would become the primary money for thousands of years. Watch the next video to understand the rise of gold and what properties made it take off as the global currency of choice.